Afresh mem semen sefey.
Says Omar, I'm Arab as Adam Rav. Avol chayv and sukkah. Avol is chayv and sukkah. Mar says pshita is pasha that was going to be chayv and sukkah. Ma'atim ha'ahil mitzdar is patim na sukkah hanami mitzdari. Avol is somebody who's in tremendous pain, tremendous tzari, she patim na sukkah. Kamashmal, how many tzara the memela? That's when something is a tzara the memela. Vachayu, the kamitzara nafshe. He is causing himself tzara, but the suvidaita, he should make it that he's not betzara. So, one thing we see, shtay in the Gemara is that, which we mentioned before last time, any tzara which a person has, able to overcome, able to do something about, able to get around the tzara, one is mechuyev to go ahead and do it. This avol is betzara. And still the Gemara is saying, he's patim nasukah, he's patim nasukah, he's betzara. It says, even though right now he's a matzav, which maybe we can say is a chesaron teisha came to duro, he's a matzav etzar, but being that he's able to, iboil a suvi daita, he's mechuyev to go ahead and make himself roi and suvi daita, therefore he's mechuyev to go ahead and do it. So we see any tzar you're able to overcome, you have to circumvent and you have to get around the tzar. Even if you have to do pa'ulas, we saw they have to do that. We saw Mishnah Berurah brought down that if you're in the winter and the food is congealing, which you're going to be part of in a sukkah, if it's not right, l'achila. So Shur says, bring out hot water in order to make it that it's not going to congeal. Now, the person is mechuyev to do ma'isim, which are not a tremendous tercha, in order to make it that you're going to be chayev in sukkah. Hakabanim, the Gemara says, the avol is going to be chayev, because the boy is suvei daita. And the shayla is, merikas, and shayish kafayin ches, what would the havim mean that the avol is going to be pater? L'choira, the only time the Rishonim say, the Mordechai says, the only time you put them in a sukkah by mitzvah, it's only if it's a scenario that by leaving the sukkah, so that's going to save you from the tzar. But if you're just as much tzar, whether you're in the sukkah or you're at the sukkah, so b'chiri gavna, you're not going to get a p'tar mitzvah. So what was the havamina over here? That Ovo's going to be p'tar, Ovo, wherever he is, b'maisa, he is b'tzar. And in Cain, what was the havamina to put them in the sukkah? Why should I be? I mean, it's emotional pain. Why should I be? Why should I be different? So the Rosh says, first, everyone says that the Rosh answers the counselor. The Rosh writes, "Aval chavatzu yoisim mevudad mespoided v'yoshid b'mokem tzar v'afela k'des toru b'tzarei." He says the reason why I'm in the patio is because Aval wants to be in a matzav of alone. In a mukim tsar, in a darkness, as dark, he wants to be in a zamatziv. So, being that he wants to be like that, so therefore you might think that it's a tsar for him to be outside the sukkah, be not in a mukim, he wants to be in a mukim afela and tsar, he wants to be in a matzav of feeling the suffering. Therefore, it's more of a tsar to be in the sukkah. So, therefore, in the more of a sukkah, mashalom, you know. But the Sevidaita that you have a chiyuv to go ahead to be Messiah of that. And the Rosh is saying that Avada, the Havmina was, Avada, there would be a difference in the house and the Sukkah. He wants to be Mavuda and alone in the Sukkah, in his house and not in the Sukkah. So therefore, that's the reason why. The Taz wants to say a different Mahalach. The Taz says that the reason why over here there's a Havmina to Patat Aval is he says because of the two Chalakim, the two types of Mitzvah. There's Mitzvah, which is Teshuva King, to do or to give Mitzvah, that a person is in pain, and or it's hot outside, or there are bugs, or whatever it is, and by going to sukkah to help you. Then there's another type of that mitzvah sukkah person has to have kavana. And being that the person has to have kavana mitzvah sukkah, if a person is so much star and so fatrach, and so that he doesn't have the ability to be mechabim for the sukkah, so that also is going to pater from the sukkah. Therefore, the oval over here, which reminds me of Potter, we're not going to the din of mitzvah that it's hot or it's cold, and going inside, you can be safe from that. Over here, there's no difference in the sukkah or the sukkah. It's a different type of mitzvah over here. It's mitzvah upside is that somebody is so fatrach, so bothered, that he's not able to be chavim from his sukkah, but chayi gavim is no chiv, and therefore, that was the havim in the Gemara. So, nachol. The Gemara says, Avos, as havim in the pater. Shaz, in fact, my rick, where are you having the pater? L'choira, going inside doesn't save you. So the Tanna says, you're right, going inside does not save you. The reason why you're part of it is in type of mitzvah. It's mitzvah that I can't have kavana. That's not for the task. The mahalach of the Rosh is that no, there is a difference between inside and outside. Inside, a person would rather be when he's been avilas, and kamash one the person mechuyev to go ahead and not to. Now the Pirkei Yaakov, he says doesn't send a taz. He says manasha. As kavana umetz in kavana, like maze. So heavy mitzvah you put in kavana. How long do you need kavana for? You need kavana for a second. You don't have kavana all the whole time. So he doesn't understand it exactly like what? So I don't have to say a sukkah is different because they didn't have a sukkah size when they saw it. Just have in mind they in the sukkah. Because how much do you have to have in mind? Like you have to have a specific thing. When someone involved in something, the truth is you have to have a kavana at the beginning, and then everything is the same. It's a little bit bothered to react like, you know, what's the plan of the taz? Choyra. Now at the end of the day. At the end of the day, you have mine for a second, and you're going to the Yosef. The Ritva is very interesting. He says, what's the maskana of the Gemara? Like the Ritva, we want to dafka go into the Sukkah. Why? In order to get a Nechama. What? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Ava Chayav Sukkah, right? You might think he's Patek is Mistar, Kamash Mala, and Yechayav. So, what does that mean? Having more, it's like the Rosh, how many he wants to be in his own house, to be Mistar? The Ritva says, Adarabba, we want him dafka to be in the Sukkah in order to go ahead and get in the Chama.
So that's the Kamash
Pulas
here?
Yeah.
When the
Kamash Pulas is to go there and it's better for you and he wants to, what?
According to the Ritva, if it's not better for him, he's
outside. In which situation? Saying. You know, the Hamid the Rosh says he wants to be Mavud the Betzai, he wants to sit while on his pain alone and Maki Mafela with that light and darkness. Kamash Pulas, they know. This is the Marsan, they know. They boil the Sivitaita, they ask the he's Mechuyev to go ahead and do it. We want him to go out and do it. Why? Because we want him to get the Nechama. The Nafkamina, like, the Nafkamina might be like this. The Nafkamina might be is, Magavar brings it down from the Sefer Tani, if somebody is a situation where it's made it so Chavav of Allah. And he's not a Beilus of Edaite. What's Melacha then? So Magavar brings down from the Sefer Tanya, B'chai Gavna, a person is going to be Pater. Because what is the Gemara saying? Gemara says that You're somebody who's a little bit of a what is this, the Taina Sefer Taina? The Gemara says, you're mechuyev to calm yourself down. If you make a zechomer, so then, what do you want from the person? That's what his Taina is. But Zak the Archashokan, if the Sivis Adavar, why you potter, is like the Rishonim at the Pshat, is that we want you to get into Chama, so therefore the Maestro would not be considered, and would not be considered Taina, and about Bechayagam, the person. Pashar would be chayav. What do you say?
That the
tzar
is so great that even in the
summer
you won't have
a nechama. No, but the Gemara is saying that it's good for you to go and have nechama velem and sit outside. That's good. It's good to be outside and be around people and be in an airy place. And the Gemara is saying that's good for you. That's just what I'm saying. Well, no. The question is, what is the Gemara saying? What's Moskva the Gemara? The Gemara is saying that he's in pain, you should be potter, and for the Gemara, no, you have to overcome the pain, right? Right? There are challenges in life, overcome the challenge. So this is the type of challenge that you can overcome. Heat, what can I do about? Cold, what can I do about? This is an emotional issue. Overcome it and deal with it. Zak the Magna promise. Is that tragedy? Or is that chavivus? Is that whatever? Where one is not able to overcome it, so say, fine, we will understand emotionally, you're not able to go ahead, emotionally not able to go ahead and do it, and therefore we're going to pat you from the sukkah. The other Rishonim are saying, the Gemara is not saying overcome it, the Gemara is saying that you only put them in a sukkah if it's better for you to be inside. So I mean, what's better for him to be inside, why? Because he wants to be alone and be whatever. It's like the Gemara, they know. You're better off outside around people, better off in the light, airy, nice area place, and you're better off over there. Therefore, it's not going to make a difference in the level of tsar which the person is in. The Maestro is saying it's better for you to be outside. Therefore, there's no mila for you to be inside, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. Fine. So we're passing Avu Chayiv Sukkah, even though we're passing the Sukkah, we're saying over here, to go ahead and be miyasev daite. Now the Shaz, what's going to be a'inin? on Chol HaMoed or Yom Tov? Is he chayav in sukkah or not? What's the shaila? The shaila is that oinin is patur mikol mitzvos. So the shaila there is that being that somebody's oinin, he's oinin, therefore maybe he should patur mikol mitzvos. What's it sad to say that what's the suffix? What's it sad to say that what's it sad to say that he's going to be chayav? What do you say? So Pirugadam says, could be Oina is only part of a mitzvah Shaval Tasa. Sukkah is Kumvase, therefore it's not going to Patiun. So Oina doesn't have to go ahead and do mitzvahs. He doesn't have to cancel his Seimer, maybe, okay. He doesn't have to, he doesn't make brachas, he doesn't put on tefillin, he doesn't do mitzvahs with Shaval Tasa. If you're doing a mitzvah of a kumvasei to be over on the iser, so b'chay gavim, maybe oinon has iser, maybe not on Chal Shabbos, so if you're doing a kumvasei iser, b'chay gavim, there is no p'tor oinon. So the shayla is that could be over here, this is a kumvasei when he eats outside the sukkah, so being that's a kumvasei when he eats outside the sukkah, therefore oinon is not going to be part of it, which just really brings into the, gets involved in the v'kuach, p'nei shur and kivega, right? So it's the gavim achaikis. The Pesach has a shayla, where it says Shluchim Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah, Patur Min HaSukkah. Why? What's the Makar Davar? As Eisim Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. In fact, the Pesach, why are we Shtalim Megas Halachim Hilchos Sukkah, as opposed to anything else? Like, what's the Chiddush over here? What's the Chiddush over here? Then why are we saying by Hilchos Sukkah that there's a Chiddush of Shluchim Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah? Every Eisim Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. Why don't we say whatever anyway he's doing, your potter from the Kol Mitzvah, why are we shalim back in Sukkah? Look at the Pnei Yeshua. The Yesh Lechalik between Mitzvah Sukkah and other Mitzvahs, the Mitzvah Sukkah being over the Isabel Kumvasei, meaning out of the Sukkah. And being out of the Sukkah, so you would rather have a minute to say, Mitzvah, Mitzvah, only Mitzvah Sheval Tasa. I'm Oisik in a Mitzvah, I don't go Davin Meir. I'm Oisik in a Mitzvah, I don't put on tefillin. I don't give money to Ani. That's when maybe you're going to be potter. But to be over on something, but Kumvasei, maybe Chay Gavna, that's not called Isak Mitzvah, part of the Mitzvah, and that's why the Marsh tells the Vector, Din Isak Mitzvah, Dafka in Echos Sukkah. Kiv Eger says that he strongly disagrees with that Mahalach. He says that when you don't eat in the Sukkah, it's not a Mitzvah B'Kumvasei, it's just Shavat Asa. I didn't go to the Sukkah. It's like every Isak Mitzvah, part of the Mitzvah, I just didn't go out and do the Mitzvah. Every Mitzvah, right? I was supposed to die in Marv, I didn't get to die in Marv, because I was Isak Mitzvah. So, B'Shavat Asa, I didn't go in and do it. He says over here, there's no ifser per se, eating out of the sukkah. There's a mitzvah eating in the sukkah. So B'Shavat Asa, I didn't go in and do the mitzvah.
The point of the issue is to say that if you
need to
tell you about the mitzvah, even though the kumbah
say,
that's the Kiddush.
What do you say?
Well,
you say
the Kiddush,
because
the Kiddush is...
I mean, over,
B'Kumbah say. Still, we have having...
That's the Kiddush. That's the Kiddush. The reason why the Marash does it back, Shluchim Mitzvah, Oishik Mitzvah in Hilchos Sukkah, because Hilchos Sukkah is a bezunder chiddush. What's the bezunder chiddush of Hilchos Sukkah? And over here, since it's a kumvasei, they're thinking of it. It's like a kivega, ma kumvasei po over here. Over here, and chafei. Kivega says it's not kumvasei, it's just Shabbat Tasa. All I'm doing is I'm not going to the Sukkah. I'm not going ahead and doing a kumvasei. What do you say? It's the, there's a mitzvah to send the sukkah, right? Is there anything wrong with eating out of the sukkah? Or just not a mitzvah, or I just didn't go into the sukkah? So you understood that there's some type of isser eating out of the sukkah. So then you could hear the pshat is, like the tzad of Pnei Yeshua, I'm doing b'kavasem, I'm eating out of the sukkah. I'm doing something wrong with eating out of the sukkah. Kivega seems to say, there's no isser eating out of the sukkah, there's a mitzvah eating out of the sukkah. So I'm just down in the sukkah. So that's Shabbat Tas. I didn't go into the sukkah.
This is not because the mitzvah is the yeshiva, not the achiva. The yeshiva is Shabbat Tas.
What do you say?
I'm just asking the Lomdus or Kivega, maybe it's the mitzvah is the yeshiva, not the Maisa Achila. Maisa Achila has to be done with the yeshiva sukkah.
Right, okay. And there's the mitzvah of yeshiva is a sukkah, but I'm just eating out of sukkah. So I ain't go to sukkah. It's not issur per se eating out of sukkah. And if I eat yeshiva as well, it could be the shahid that there's an issur to eat out of the sukkah. So I'm bukum va se, being mevatel the mitzvah, I'm eating out of sukkah.
Why is
there
issur to
feed
ketanim?
There are?
Why would there be issur safina, right? If it's only mitzvah to eat in the sukkah.
Why? What's a shayla? The shayla over here is so back to humming. So therefore, we have a shayla ba'inen. So this is similar shayla ba'inen. So now, what's going to be halacha ba'inen? So ba'inen, fract the pimegadim is supik ba'inen is chayv or potter. What's the stuff that Pringam is saying? The only part of the mitzvah is Shavatasa. Sukkah could be Kumvase. That's how the Pimagadam is understanding. You say the suffix. Pekriyakiv says the Maisa, either way you're Pater. Pekriyakiv says that he doesn't care whether it's Kumvase, Shavatasa. So Kavagar and Pringam, he says it's Kakira. He's eating out of Sukkah, but Kumvase or Shavatasa. Pekriyakiv says, I don't care what's Kumvase, Shavatasa. Doesn't make a difference to me. What's the reason why you're Pater from a mitzvah? He says, I don't really care whether it's Shavatas or Kavase, whether I have to do something. Anytime I have to do, he doesn't really care. So the mitzvah, any mitzvah to Utsik Ba, whether it's Shavatas or Kavase, you can be potter, and therefore he says, Venus V wants to say the potter. Like on the Nats and Lom, this is basically like a Nakuda, Kivegan Peshu of a Machlikis, which Nakin Bibayin is also not enough, I don't know what it was. That is eating out of Sukkah, is that an Issa Kavase, I'm eating out of Sukkah, or that's Shavatas, the fact I'm not going to the Sukkah. Fine. So the Sugya ben Geya Chosun v'Shishpinav. So the Gemara makes down that Chosun and Shishpinav are part of the Sukkah called Shiva. What's the reason why? Because they want to be Yachid in Sukkah. Why are they Yachid in Sukkah? Because you have the Chuppah there. Why am I to chuppah in the sukkah? The Gemara says two reasons. It's yichud, or it's tzair achasim. So, what's the reason I can't make the chuppah in the sukkah? One problem is why I'm a yichud, the other problem is going to be al tzair achasim. So, now, for those of you who were here at Elul, we learned yichud. So, there's a kasha from over here that. Why is the yichud over here? What's the kasha here? What? Right, we were saying Yichud, right? What's the Yichud? That the husband is going to go upstairs and there's going to be a massive Yichud. The Chaz Balabir. So why is it going to be a Yichud? But the Shishbina, maybe the Shishbina, the Shishbina, maybe we could say that. It's a possibility, you know, like one possibility. If for what? If there's a Balabir?
No, I'm saying Oats. I thought the
Yichud
was Oats, the husband.
No, Yichud with the other people. So Rashi works out very good, right? She does Rashi that Baal Be'ez Esser works out very good over here, but according to Tais, it's a little bit shvar. So our plan, Shem David Misham in Simon A, he went to like this. If you remember correctly, we saw a Chachvas Odom, that Baal Be'er, the husband gives a Rishus, so then that doesn't work. Well, remember that? What? Yeah. You remember the Chavos Adam? Okay, Baal Abir, if the husband gives a rishus, so then the halacha is that Maisa doesn't work. So, Zak Dev Mesharim, that could be that's the Mahalach over here. That comes along Abaye and says, what's the problem with the Yichud? What was the catch? Why is the Yichud? It was Baal Abir, Tess husband gave a rishus.
So he gave a rishus.
The Shbinim, he lets them, he knows. He went upstairs, right? He's there, right? He knows about it, give her shus. It's not against her. Sometimes he walks in the room, he's like, oh, what's going on with the Yichud over here? And he knows about it, and therefore it's going to be okay. And he knows that's going to be Yichud. Rava comes along and says, Sarah Chassan. He doesn't know this for Yichud. What? Because he holds the Baal Be'er works all the time. Who are you passing by, Rava? Who are you passing like? That's like Rava. So if I come out of the Maisa, the Yichud is going to work. That's the machlekes of Ayv Rav, is machlekes like that, and then we pass like Rav, and if Allah makes it still mutter, and that also answers the kasha based on Rashi. But anyhow, okay, I knew that I would need to enjoy that. So anyhow, the Gemara says, Amar zeh on achli b'sukkah, v'achali b'sukkah, ayin b'sukkah, and ayin b'sukkah, and it was very, very simchadik, the Ovid Tarati. So nachli reshainim whether this is a really chasmus potter, and this is just a midis chasidus ba'alma, or it's going to be chayav ikar yedin. If it falls, it's just a midis chasidus ba'alma. Mashing in the Rosh holds it's the correct thing that you're supposed to go ahead and eat in the sukkah. So how do we paskin? The B'chayav paskins chas. So what's the reason why she should be in a vapater? I can't come back there. No, because the B'chayav paskins that a chasin ushbinav chobenei chupa apartim in a sukkah called shavis yimei mishta, the pater all shavis yimei Hamishta. It's going like the sheet is a riff. Like Iker didn't really chasen's pater, so I assume it's in pater in the mitzvah. I mean, it's the whole problem is the chasen has all these issues. Shashbinam is either out, I assume it's in pater mitzvah, or maybe out mitzvah. According to Vinishvi, that they're going to be pater. The mice, according to the Rosh, what's going to be the halacha? According to Rosh, it's going to be chayiv. Right? So Mishra brings in Yesh, Paiskim, which holds that they're going to be chayiv. Because after lacha b'sukkah is b'sukkah, okay, skim achrayim the roi lachas ma'achas in leishiv b'sukkah. It's the right thing for chasen sin b'sukkah v'loy lavarich. Chen shvim oichin it's the chasen sam chayv derech shvim mishta. Ein tzuichem lavarich. It's the right thing that they should go ahead and do it. Now, we have machlekes for the right, just b'sukkah b'sukkah. Riff holds it's mis chasidus. The Rosh holds it's mekar din. B'chayav pats like the riff that bets on the pater. Mishpul is saying she mach like the Rosh. It's in the sukkah not to go ahead and make a bracha because b'chayav is for the shitas harash. Yeah. Now the Aruch HaShulchan says that Bizman HaZeh he was a mamash chayav ikar din. Chasen, the Shishpinav. So in the olden days, he's make a gansa, like you see from over here, that a whole Shevarbach is matziv. And you know, when you read the Gemara, like all these issues, you're probably like wondering what the issue was, right? That Yimiach in the Sukkah, and Yisrael B'chuppah, and Tzar Chasen. Like, it says nowadays, but I've seen a rabbi, we don't make such a big deal about the Simchas Makala. And in terms of, and therefore, he does not hold it to be mitzvah. He does not hold the mitzvah of mitzvah. And therefore, he says that a chasam v'kala would be chayev to make the shavu brachas in the sukkah. What? Huh? And anyhow, bizmana is yeah okay. What?
What was the difference
of the Sukkah? They say, where they do it nowadays?
Yeah.
Those days they had like a house, which the chazan sat all 7 days, and everyone came in there, and that was the matzah, right? They had a base chazan. Now we don't have that, right? You have a shavu brachas barman, you go to the restaurant for your sudas, like ma'abaya. You know, those days they had an area, and they can be miyachid, and people. That's not what we do nowadays. We just have shavu brachas for an hour and a half, and. They say? They don't do whatever. What was the Tzar Chasen? I forgot to mention. What was the Tzar Chasen? Rashi says that. What was the Tzar Chasen? Rashi says because only three walls, and he's boich l'smichsam mekalase. That's what. So therefore, Magamar brings down Bizman Azeh, which we have four walls. The whole thing is Tzar Chasen wouldn't apply. The Rabbi brings down from the Riyaz is that the reason why is because it's like crowded. So therefore, that technically maybe. That can, it would apply with Zman HaZeh. But Kabbalah Baruch Hashem is Zman HaZeh. That's not the Shira. We do it, and therefore another one should be Machmer Benegeya to make Shavu Brachas in a Sukkah. Yeah, that's all Kape eating. Kape sleeping. Chasim doing Shavu Brachas, so you sleep in the Sukkah. Well, his wife, if his wife wants to come here, I'm saying, then already have that. You have the din of that. That already have the din of Yitzchak Mitzvah and Mitzvah. Then Shabbos would be Sameach, and the Chari would not be Chayev. Now, Sudas Bris Mila or Sudas Shaykh Meitza Yoledes, you're Chayev B'Sukkah. Oh?
It's more than Shem Rishayna.
It's definitely more than Shem Rishayna. Shem Rishayna. Should they do one of them? Someone out from Yaakov Avinu. Moshe ben Musaka, but Yaakov Avinu, most of them are Akabon, Suez Brismila, Kenny Sushek, Yeledas, Chavasaka. Vrena Gays makes a Suez Brismila, so where do you do it? So, in terms of we make a bris, so first, in terms of where make the bris, so with Derek Klaal, if you. Oh, just remembering now. I see I made a bris in Sukkahs.
Yeah, I made a bris.
Huh? Where'd you make it?
Hesse
Sukkah. And the Mila. I was on Sukkah or something?
Yeah.
I mean, I run back and forth. What was it, remind me? What?
I was in America.
Are you in the Sukkah? Where did they do the rest of the bris inside or in the Sukkah?
Huh?
Did they bris in the Sukkah or?
I think so. Yeah.
So didn't make an actual bris in the Sukkah. A lot of times the Moyalim don't like doing, unless the weather's mamish perfect, they don't like doing brisim outside. I remember I had a Corona baby. So we made the bris on the porch, remember that? Yeah. I made the bris on the porch and I was outside on the, street. Is that the beginning? Yeah, not the beginning. Like a couple weeks after Corona broke out over here. No, it couldn't be that early. Having it outside. I don't know, whatever it was. So I wanted to do the bris on the porch, but the mother didn't want to do it. He said, unless it's mom's perfect weather, if it's a little windy, a little something could fall, like it's not. Bedaka, the mother don't think it's so healthy to do a bris outside. So I could put that some bris. If the mother feels it's not the right weather and whatever, then. What do you say? It's boiling eyes, no windy. What do you say? That they never have Svenus. Now if you do the bris not in the sukkah, so in terms of drinking the kais, so a couple of different options. Either they could give it to, you take, really you don't have to drink, you don't have to drink batsam, you don't have to drink so much batsam, they could then drink a mashu. The two options, either just give it to a kid or the person makes a bracha, drinks the mashu, and they give the rest to.
You don't need to drink the kais in the sukkah anyways.
We saw a book about that, right? Yeah. So some say, copy, maybe it's more kal over here, it's more bakroi, whatever. But if you want to be machmer, so you just drink a mashu or you give it to Yeles. Now, Benegev adds some suda, so the Ramah brings down, Suda Smeel, Chen, Suda Sheikh, and it's Yeles. It's Chayav Asuka. Why is it Chayav Asuka? Because even if it's crowded and it can be Sameach, even though it's Suda Smitzvi, but it's not like Suz Chasim, which is a mitzvah gedil, it's made Chasim Akala, it's called Suz Mitzvah B'chol Malkim. It's a mitzvah, but it's not such a great mitzvah. So therefore he says that just get 10 people and he shouldn't do more than that. And the Be'er Halacha brings down, let's say Sukkah Suz more than 10 people, he says maybe Shem Mutter. He brings down according to the Goyim, which says the reason why is because Namitz Dereisi Yitcha Sukkah Kumayin Nisuin, Mitzvah Chasim Akala is. Over here, it's not deraisa, like Nisun is deraisa. So even over there, it should be aser. Then he also brings Pim Gam like that. And he's noita to come out, chain Ersin, Pin Eben, Bar Mitzvah, Siyam, Pshita, all this is in the Sukkah. And even if it's going to be very small, so it's not going to go ahead and be deichet. The Gemara says on Chafei Amar Aleph, the Gemara says Shluchi Mitzvah, a Pater Min HaSukkah. What's called Shluchi Mitzvah? Fascinating. Rashi says Hoichli B'Derech Mitzvah. Good Limmel Tel Habakanei Pnei Rabbi L'Shurim. What's called Shluchi Mitzvah? Somebody is going on the Derech, Kal Pnei Rabbi, which is interesting. There's a holy Kuach, whether it's Zman Hazeh, is the Kabbalah's Pnei Rabbi Negev Zman Hazeh. According to Shidish Rashi, he's told that they would be called Pnei Rabbi Zman Hazeh. Satan is Limmel Torah, and the third is Pnei Yashua. So when they gave Limmel Torah, all Achvinim Shtel, that the halacha is the hetah is mitzvah when it comes to Dama Torah?
Yeah, shall
you hear
him
or? So we the klal is that, but when it comes to Dama Torah, there's no hetah of is mitzvah when mitzvah. Why? Because I'm kind of person who never learned, whatever the sukkah is. When it comes to Dama Torah, you don't say that I'm learning, therefore I don't go to sukkah. I'm learning, I don't go to Sheikh Lulav. You don't say that. You have to be a mitzvah, that's a chesef, should I say, hear him. But a regular mitzvah, they have to be vatal tamatera to do a mitzvah. Vatal, let's say, it's amazing. Vatal tamatera, chachan siskala. And avada, you should mean valta tamat Torah for mitzvah sukkah. So what's the pshat that shlichei mitzvah, somebody who's going to learn Torah, that gets a din of oisang mitzvah patim and mitzvah. Sar Sameach says a fascinating mahalach. He says that which we say that tamat Torah is not patim and not oisang mitzvah, that's not a person's stam is learning. A person is going and being oisik, and the other one comes being oisik and going to. So learned by a rabbi, where a person is learning be'ian, so over there we don't say that that's a mitzvah patur mitzvah. Mm-hmm.
Is
he says according to Tosfos Avi Zayin, he says go lo shimus alchem go lo matamat Torah shimus perusha ravonas tamei mishnah v'svasa nekvashem gemara. Therefore, that's better than tamat Torah. Therefore, even though tamat Torah is not normally yes, over here is going to. He's going to Lumla Torah. He's going to learn. Lavin, as far as Gemara, therefore, wants to say that's going to part to you. So much stomach, he touches up that in Heirish Vav, Sanchap. He's saying anytime somebody's going to be any part of the mitzvahs. Right now, going to Lavi Tamay Torah, you can be part of it. As long as Skaba Alev. He wants to say the Malacha Dava is that being that. The Rambam says the Imvalta Talmud Torah Loitzas Ameis Achnas Skala. He says that Rambam says Loshen V'yachzer LeTalmudei Imvalta Talmud Torah. As long as you're able to yachzer LeTalmudei, go back to your learning. So Rabbi Chanan teaches up is that which we say Imvalta Talmud Torah to go ahead and to do another mitzvah. That's only b'tnai that I'm able to go back to my learning. It's not going to stir my learning. It's not going to you're not going to lose it. So he says the Taich is that. If I'm losing something which I'll never get back, so there's no din mivat tamat Torah. The din mivat tamat Torah is okay. I take 20 minutes off of learning. There's lulav, fine, seder, yalla. But if I'm like learning by a rebbe or I'm getting the avan satayra, which I'm never ever going to get, that opportunity is lost. So over there, we don't say the mivat tamat Torah. Mivat tamat Torah. The owner of the yachas tumud is getting lost forever. Therefore, some are saying somebody's going lahavin tamat Torah, something which is he's not going to get it. This is a chance to get from his rabbi. He's not going to get it. So if it's something which is something which will never come back, therefore there is no din of Vata Tamat Torah B'chiyah Gavna. There's another Malach, so we got Shael Zin said, and we're still... What?
Levaya? They're going to Levaya.
There's something which you never get back. That's our Samech thing. No. Those minutes, strategy just loses 15 minutes. Those 15 minutes, every time. That's the din, but there's a certain. I'm telling you about these 15 minutes, which I'll never get back. You're. Yeah. Well? And you can't even get it on tape delay. So. Then. And economic. What? Can't get it. Well, they gotta be like that, but yeah. There's another nusach of Gashan. Elsa says, which someone says, the person of Chazani Cheskel. The reason why Alam this Talmud Torah doesn't part to you from other mitzvahs is because you never called you being oisik of a mitzvah per se in Talmud Torah. If I'm oisik of mitzvahs, let's say lulav, so there's one mitzvah of yeshiva's lulav. Talmud Torah, each second is a bezunder mitzvah. So one rega to the next rega is really a separate mitzvah. So therefore, being that each rega is considered a separate mitzvah, so there's no one chafza which is going to part to me from that mitzvah. Because I'm having oisik in the next second. When someone's one chaticha, is one thing, so then we say that's called oisik mitzvah patim na mitzvah. I'm saying when it's separate things, it's not called oisik mitzvah mitzvah. Therefore, over here, when he's going to the liberal Torah, he's on the way, so that's one thing. Being that's one thing, therefore that's where you can have the Torah. The reason why you're learning you don't have that is because one second is not related to the next second. It's a separate mitzvah, it's a separate thing. And they're not related to each other. They're not, they affect each other, but the chechiv and the etzem per se is not related to each other. Mashenkin over here, when over here I'm hoylich, so being that the whole alicha is one alicha, therefore that's the reason why it's going to be Torah. Agabanim, if somebody's halacha b'mitzvah, and l'ter, and l'akal p'nei rabbi, opinion shvuyim, he's going to be pater. What?
Why can't each second?
Halacha p'nei rabbi. Yeah. As once. That's a geshmak. It's nothing. Yeah.
What do you think
of that? He's not so whatever. Wait. So shlichu mitzvah can be part of the sukkah because they're being oisik the mitzvah, and therefore they're part from. Now the Ritva over here says veisaisa gazach Shluka mitzvah potter min a sukkah. He says, like, he doesn't understand. If it's Efesh HaKayim Shteyam, so why should we potter? If it's Efesh HaKayim Shteyam, so when you're chiddush for it, I can't do it. Like, what's going on over here? And the other whole potter, if I could do it, I have to do it. If I can't do it, so then there's no tzad, then what's the chiddush? So Dr. Ritva, the Hamina was that if I want to go out and do another mitzvah, it's okay. What's the difference between mitzvah sukkah, mitzvah tamatar, mitzvah sukkah ben ishvayim? Maybe I could do it. My shalom is also you shouldn't do it. As you see, you say from me, the Isaac mitzvah and mitzvah pshat is you shouldn't leave the mitzvah. That's his learning from learning once more. Which brings down Vera Pravatsky used to get all upset, like people mull dancing by chassan, they go out to daven ma'ariv. Mazen. If you're at least giving a mitzvah and you're leaving one mitzvah and doing another mitzvah, what are you doing? Here's do you start the Bhagavad, do they have Seva Krishna? So that's what he used to do, which is very big chiddush, because I've seen in Tough INA has a discussion and copy this thing. I'm going to mitzvah and do the other mitzvah. Am I you to the other mitzvah or not? I wasn't supposed to. Oh, yeah, okay, fine, I'm better. Depends how much, you know, like, depends how much you dance. Like, you're in the middle, you're the side, like, I could go out, you know, but depending, like, you know, like, depending how much you mitzvah the chasm of gala, right? But the mitzvah, the shaitzin says in Tough INA, what's the halacha? So he's going to mitzvah and he goes ahead. And he's yitzig in the other mitzvah. Is he yitzig the other mitzvah or not? My shatzin comes out of your yoy. Maybe you weren't supposed to do it, but my shatzin, you would be yitzig the mitzvah. He has a suffix. If I do that, can I save it tzivano? Why? Because it's definitely the luchiv to go ahead and do it. And it leaves it. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. What do you say? Fine. Like upon him, sorry, we pass the shluchi mitzvah p'turim ben sukkah ben melayla. Ain't sif lamaches. The shvura sends you to sif lamaches. What's sif lamaches? Sif lamaches says that it discusses in, over there that which we say that oitzim mitzvah is p'turim mitzvah is machalik shushainim. Where the oitzim mitzvah is the mitzvah, is it always p'turim? Let's just after Shekhaim Shem Rechayiv or not. So one ma'at, we're trying to hold that after Shekhaim Shem Rechayiv, even though you have to do a Terecha. The other we're trying to hold that you only put them in a mitzvah, you have to be Terech. But if you don't do Terech, then you're going to be Chayiv. And as if you have a sukkah right in front of you, you're going to be Pater or not. So since Simon Amachas tells you that Dafka, you have to be Terech after the sukkah, if you don't have to be Terech after the sukkah, you have a sukkah Muzan is the fun of, then you have to go to sukkah and eat there. And if you have to go and eat this. Okay, so we pass him that shluchim mitzvah and chalam. Shluchim mitzvah, somebody that's a penishruyim. You're isik in, I don't know. You're going to collect money for yeshiva on sukkahs, right? It's a good time. Right, the gvirim are here, right? So you go to the hotels to collect money, right? So that's, what? Okay, wherever it is. It's not a kapanim. So shluchim mitzvah. Akapanim, the you have a din of shlichim mitzvah. It's not if it's efshe l'kayim shteyim beli tircha, then you mechuyev. But if it's enechaim, if it's going to be a tircha for him to go ahead to find a sukkah, so then he's going to if it's a tircha for him to go ahead and find a sukkah, then enechaim is going to be part of it. There? Yeah. Well, the mitzvah, this is a class. I'm trying to figure out, like, and that's some gather. It's a sukkah mitzvah potter. You're going to mitzvah, you potter from a sukkah. So they put down that Chavetz Chaim, there was. He had a Sivis Arabanim, and he's speaking about Chazakh Satayra, and Chazak Yeshiva, hours and hours in Drasha, and he's getting close to Mincha time. So one of the Arabanim said, you have to have a Mincha. So the Chavetz Chaim said, well, I'm being Isaac in Tzorchei Rabim, Talmud Torah, and you want to go down and have a Mincha. So the Maisa, they have a Mincha. I'm being with Chavetz Chaim, they have a Mincha. After Chaim Leizer said that it depends, like the Chaim who was like co-cooly Rosh Rubai and in this project, and all the way. So for him, that's called Isak of a Mitzvah. All the Rabbanim wanted to daven Mincha, Pshat is like, they're not so whatever. So for them, in Echanami, they don't have a din of Isak of Mitzvah, Patan of Mitzvah. And Echanami is right, I think, for him to daven. Now that was his Pshara in the Maisa. But upon him, the Maisa, I'm trying to think outside. Let's say somebody's going, you're visiting a nursing home, and it's time for Mincha. So that's him, what should be the halacha? That's a mitzvah. I mean, sure. What? What say?
That's what I worked
at. I'm there now. Whatever it is, right now I'm there. I'm going around. Hey, stop me, sure. Right now, I'm working around. I'm over a visit. Now it's mincha time. That's what. What say? Whatever. I'll confine him. But. That should come out when you've been going to Lama Lama. I'm saying, where else in the game? I thought you should work out before anyway. No, I didn't. Now, I didn't. Like, what do I do now? I'm going to say, so what do I do?
Why is it the same
I don't know. I'm saying, I'm going to say, so now it's going to stay the Achanas Zarechim. Fire. So that's really going to be the Yisrael Shaila. Okay, now this is Yisrael Shaila. The Yish Lachgar, now I'm going to be curious about this now as I'm talking. This is Yisrael 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 Mitzvah. Is it Dafka Mitzvah Chiyuvi or even Mitzvah Kiyumus? I don't have to do the Mitzvah. But really, I'm doing Mitzvah I have to do. I'm going to do Mitzvah, right? I'm going to take a Mitzvah Sukkah. So therefore, I'm doing another Mitzvah because instead of... It's not always not Mitzvah Chiyuvi, it's there Dino Yisrael Mitzvah Pata Mitzvah and that. So Choyra Kumudumani is a right from the Gemara, right? The Gemara says that Koisei Tefillin, Svarim, Tagre, Choyse Melech Shemayim, Moichai Tcheles. Can't be too much of a Chir, Moichai Tcheles, right? Since the Sub is not Mitzvah Chirvus, right? Most situations. Everybody does, we're Chirv. We don't have to read our Kampfus.
What
did I write?
What
did you say? So, she says I'm sorry, but like, one second's going to start for the next second. Like, it's one visit. It's one visit. There's a shayla, somebody's Isaac Mitzvah, is that party from the Isa? The Kriyaka discusses it, and the Chrim discuss it. The Shaila is Kabbalah's Pnei Rabbi, the Kriyaka says. Maybe that's going to be a Raya. It's a Darbana Patz Deraisa. So Yana, he says, no, a Patz Masukha. So one side he wants to say is that maybe it's a Midrei Kabbalah. Therefore it's not a Raya. There's a different thing that Kabbalah's Pnei Rabbi, Chiv is Darbana, but the Kim is Deraisa. Right? Right? The my obligation to go to be Mekabim is Rabbanim. My key is Raisa. Like if Chaim says by Davini, right? Davini is Mechalik Raisa Darbanim. If Chaim says Avad on the side that tefillah is Darbanim, that means my obligation is Darbanim. If I do it, I'm Mekayim. It's a biblical Kiyum saying. So saying Avad, Kabbalah, my rabbi is Kabbalah to Mechamim. Maybe I'm not Mechuyiv. To be mechavet and mechavim to bnei rabbi, but if one goes ahead and does it, about that's going to be a kiyum. Okay, so Mitzvah Shem.